Good morning, Boston Braveheart. It's been since April. You said you were going to do a new podcast. So come on, do a new podcast. Be here to inspire through the word of God and the many blessings that he's done for you. Share. We want to hear it. God bless you always in the mighty name of Jesus.
What's up, guys? Thank you for joining me on another episode of Here to Inspire with your host, Boston Braveheart. Thank you for joining me on this very special episode where I make my return as a podcast host. Thank you so much. I've been encouraged to get back on here and release a new episode. It's been too long. There's just been too much time that has gone by. In life, this year, there's just been too much time that's gone by since my last episode, and I was actually encouraged by helping other people evolve, ministries, Hope Ministries, who inspired and encouraged me to create this episode, the one who just prays for me, supports me, believes in me like no other, pours into me. Encouraging, constantly just uplifting. Thank you, Hope, woman of God, for your constant support, the love you show, the prayers you give, you lift up, and it's just such an honor. I'm so grateful to actually come on because it's been so long and just give a little update of where I'm at, even as an artist, because I am an artist. You may know me through the podcast Here to Inspire as host Boston Braveheart, but I also am an artist that goes by the name of Getty Diesel, and I do music. I do hip-hop. I do gospel hip-hop music, lifting up the Lord through song, and I just released a new song this week. It's called What I'm Fighting For. In this song, it's so important to me. I'm so blessed to be able to have released this song this week on YouTube. It tells the story and the meaning behind my life. What gives my life meaning? What gives my life value? What am I fighting for? What am I living for? And what God has placed in my domain to be able to manage as a person, and how I can use these gifts and these skill sets and these ideas to glorify and to honor and worship him as creator and father and God of our lives and universe. And what a privilege to be able to make music for my creator, for the one who loves me most. Thank you, Jesus. Even furthermore, I was able to release the song on Wednesday, and now the day after I released a video, I was able to release a video giving the story, telling the story behind the song, what I'm fighting for. You know, sharing a little bit of my heart, what I'm fighting for when it comes to, you know, I'm fighting for my family, I'm fighting for my future, I'm fighting for people on the streets, I'm fighting for joy, I'm fighting for sobriety, I'm fighting for love, I'm fighting for the church. There's so many things that we could be fighting for, that we could be actively taking a stand for. And I guess my whole concept, my whole vision behind this, when I see the things that I'm fighting for in my life, when I think of that word fight, it in my mind, it means that I'm making a stride, and I'm striving and I'm straining to overcome, to be victorious, to take the win in my life, to experience the success. I'm fighting for that. And no, it's not easy, you know. No, it's not as problem-free as we'd hope or expect, you know. As we fight, this fighting does something to us, but I think it does something good. It makes us more resilient. It strengthens our bodies. So fighting can be looked at as a positive thing. Fighting is not always bad. Fighting is not a bad thing always. You can fight for good. And that's what I'm doing in my life. And I was able to release the story behind the song. And then I was able to even release a music video clip, because I wanted to kind of have a full music video for the song. But what happened was, while I was recording some of the video, my storage space had run out. And I was only able to take a partial clip of the recording and then use that for like a music video. So, you know, I worked with what I had, and I'm still so very grateful. I know that God is going to do big things, and I'm working with some other artists. I'm working with a man who does productions. He makes beats and stuff. I'm working with a visual artist who does drawings. He's working on my album cover as we speak. So there's a lot of blessed things that are taking place. And I just can't express my gratitude enough. I truthfully believe we should keep an attitude of gratitude. We should stay in prayer. We should stay rooted and grounded in the Lord. First and foremost, seeking joy, sharing love, helping others. Oh gosh, you know, we can literally just be filled with a new joy, everlasting joy, new experience of life, God breathing into our lungs in a fresh way. This is what this update is about. Myself as an artist, as I work on my third album, that's another great update. My third full-length album. It's going to be called Armor of God, and I'm planning on releasing this by the end of next month, August 2022. So I'm looking forward to that. There's many exciting things to be held on the way. I can't express enough how much the body of Christ has been a help in my life thus far. Even throughout this year, this summer, I've just experienced extravagant help and uplifting and guidance with brothers and sisters. I'm growing. God's using me to work on some YouTube channels. I'm doing the Lionhead Spiritual Roots. It's my freeform dreadlock journey YouTube channel. I have my artist YouTube, Getty Diesel, GettyDiesel. You'll see that on YouTube, and you can even look at the new song, What I'm Fighting For by Getty Diesel. What I'm Fighting For by Getty Diesel. GettyDiesel. And then also a YouTube channel called Porn Free Path that God had put on my heart. A ministry that's in progress, where God is going to be using this ministry, Porn Free Path, to help other men just escape the addiction of pornography, escape those bonds to pornography. God's been doing it's substantial work in my own life when it comes to porn. He's been giving me victory over pornography. I've been seeing such growth and improvement, just with sexual related things in general. I'm no longer gratifying my flesh when it comes to sexual immorality. I put off the old ways of the man, and I am a new creation. I'm a work in progress, and God's not done with me. I'm a man of God who's on his way to seeking first the kingdom of God, and always having it be that way. Always having it be that way. It's on my heart to read a little bit of Psalm 23. Before I end the podcast episode, this has been a psalm that has been popping up quite often within the lives of people in the small Bible study group that we have, or, you know, people from church have been mentioning it. It's just a classic favorite of through all time. You know, Psalm 23, we know the Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to read a couple of verses of that. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He guides me beside green pastures. He lies me down beside still waters. He anoints my head with oil. You know, God is so good. He does these things. He gives us refreshment. And, you know, if there's any kind of word I can use to sum up as an update for summer 2022, for this year, it would be refreshment. God has been giving refreshment to his people. New seasons are coming. New things are blooming. It's fresh. It's refreshing. God's endless, eternal with his water. Anyone who comes to him thirsty, she'll never thirst again. Anyone who comes to him hungry, she'll never go hungry again. I mean, this is the promise of our Father. You will never have a spiritual thirst or hunger again when you get spiritually fulfilled in the power of Jesus Christ. The glory, the love, the faithfulness of Christ. Oh, Lord, I thank you for this episode, and I just lift up all the listeners here today. God bless you. I pray for you. I pray for your family, that God would move, that God would restore, that God would refresh during these times, that God would just give you a refreshment of his spirit. Cool you down from all that heat wave out there, you know, because not only does our physical body need refreshment, but our spirit needs refreshment. And I'm praying for you today, listener, that you would receive the refreshment of the Holy God, the Holy Almighty God who loves you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Bye for now.